Throughout the year, Kenneth Copeland has declared a word from the Lord: have faith in God. By faith, we can renew our minds and transform our thinking to line up with God's best and operate in His dynamic power. Learn more on today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
There ain't nothing on this earth that's too hard for God, too hard for His Word, too hard for His love, and too hard for faith. Mm. Nothing in this world order that faith will overcome. And it's not a long ways out. It's not, way out there. I don't care how messed up it is.
It's as close as the Word of God.
Right. And the situation may take some unraveling, probably will, but the peace of God you can have right in the middle of the mess.
You said the just shall live by faith. You know, Sister Gloria and I were talking, and I said, you know, when we have a financial situation, I said to her, I said, really, it's not a money issue. It's a faith issue. Because if we're in this earth and God has given this earth to His family, then now it's not a money issue. It's a faith issue.
It's a faith issue, yeah.
And so we have to come back over to the Word of God, because that's where it is. When I resolved that truth, when I found out that this debt is not a money issue, it's a faith issue, I solved it. As long as I kept it over here in purely money, I'm dealing with the details, and you know,
you can't get
ahead of it.
Bill, what people don't realize and understand, I didn't either until I lived long enough to understand it.
Yeah.
Let's take, now that is a fresh, organic, well-grown lemon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and now in 1951, a 1951 lemon wasn't any more valuable to people in 1951 than this one is in 2010.
Right.
The lemon hadn't changed a whole lot.
Got it, yeah.
But now, the dollar that this was bought with in 1951, or whenever it was, in the 50s.
It has changed.
The dollar got smaller. The lemon didn't get more valuable. It just takes more skinny dollars to buy it than it did back there then. Now, to God, Bill, He made the lemon. Now, you understand? Now, we're talking about a piece of paper versus something as miraculous as that. Something as miraculous as that little strawberry. And part of my life depends on things like this little strawberry. Now, when you get it over into this category,
right,
and you begin to trust the God that created this, He ain't got no money problem. Don't make any difference whether it takes a dollar or $20 or $20,000. What, you know.
Is that?
That's just junk. This is valuable. But this never loses its value, and it really never gains in value, because you can't judge this with money. So it's not a money issue. It's a faith issue. And faith created this. Faith will change the things it takes to get this. Faith works. And faith don't care what money is there or not.
And that's why the enemy doesn't want us to leave that Babylonian way of thinking, because it drives that uncertainty. It drives that sometimes up, sometimes down. It feeds that soulish, if I can't see it, feel it, touch it, taste it, it maybe is not so. And we have to be willing to step out of that environment and step out, and not only that, renew our minds to the way kingdom citizens live.
And who's responsible in the kingdom?
Exactly.
There's only two kinds of government in the earth. God's and that Babylonian system. The system that started at the Tower of Babel.
Gotcha.
There was only three people on the earth at the time. The three sons of Noah.
Right.
One of them stayed with the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. The other two set out to meet their own needs. And that's the difference between the two systems.
Yep.
And one of them is social. Mm-hmm. The other one is God. One of them's faith. The other one is social. Now, the reason we use the word social in there is because you and I have to stick close together because I got to live off of you and you got to live off me. And I'm all my time trying to figure out how I can get what you got and you're trying to figure out how you can get what I got. Even if you're not trying to steal it, you're trying to figure out a way to get it.
It's survival.
Yeah. And that's the reason Nimrod built cities. You get everybody together. Because we got to have one another.
My goodness.
That's where it was all born. And it's all the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's run by a king, it's still socialism. Mm-hmm. Whether it's run by a dictator, it's still socialism.
Yeah.
Whether it's run by a whole panel of dictators, it's still socialism.
Once a person gets born again, that person should be a kingdom agent for the changing of any environment that they go into, and those environments should be transformed, and people should see something in them that they don't see anywhere else and want to be like that and so forth. And that's where where I'm looking for the body of Christ right now. That's where we need to go to.
It's spelled out right there in Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet or able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in
light.
God is light.
Yes.
Who light has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us, took us out of one and put us over in another, translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Now, we're not over here trying to live different. We've been taken out over here and put over here. We are different.
Now, if that be the case, what is the problem?
What is and there is one.
It's a problem. Now, let's go to Romans chapter 12. And in Romans chapter 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, we're talking to the brethren now, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world.
Now, what is it about that you don't understand? Is that a hidden truth?
No.
That's pretty plain. Oh, I'm talking to myself here too, brother.
But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This
boy, I spelled it out right there.
Yes, sir. See, because, we've been delivered. But now, where's the transformation of our minds? Where is that? Because it seems that the mind plays a part in what we end up with.
Yeah, if you don't change your thinking, you're going to continue to live like you did, even though you're different.
There you go. And we've seen that, Brother Copeland. We've seen folks who born again and seem to be living like folks not born again. Now, here's another scripture. back in Proverbs chapter 23. Now, in Proverbs chapter 23, he says in verse 7, I'll just read the first part of that. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, I put another translation down here. It says this, what he believes is where he will end up.
Man.
Ah, goodness. What he believes is where he will end up.
The Lord sent me to Brother Oral Roberts in 2007 with a word to his house. And I knew he was trying to go home, but I didn't think about it. The Lord just gave me this word. He said, tell Oral Roberts, some men can choose the date of their departure from earth to heaven. Others cannot. Two who cannot are Billy Graham. Only he mentioned Oral first. Oral Roberts and Billy Graham. And the dates of their departures are in the sovereign plan of God, for at their departures, there will be a major shift in the heavenlies. And so I have told to you what I believe that God has revealed to me that major shift was. And I have read to you Brother Robert's letter where he said he received that word that at his homegoing, at his death, something extraordinary would happen. So I believe in seeking God that the Lord has shown me that the shift is the shift in the double kingdom system that Satan called the god of this world, the prince of the power of the air, that he had set up around the earth, the whole world lieth in darkness, and that because of Oral Roberts' life as an overcomer, there's something about overcomers in the book of Revelation. It says, he that overcomes will do this. He that overcomes will do this. When you have overcome Satan on the earth, and my son Chip was with me going out to Oral Roberts' house when we went there in 2007, and then he worked at Oral Roberts University for a while. And he said, Mother, I think that other than martyrs, like in countries in China and places like that, he said, I think that a modern day Christian who has overcome more persecution, who has been persecuted more than anyone else, it's probably Oral Roberts.
I agree.
I think that is the truth.
Yes.
So his having overcome Satan, then I told you that my friend who had been to heaven saw that when Jesus came for him in his chariot and they went through that double kingdom system, it punched a hole in it. And the Lord was able to, because of a man on the earth who had the authority, came through and he was able to establish then a portal through which he will pour great power in the ensuing days. Now the shift in the heavenlies, you looked in Noah Webster's dictionary, and Noah Webster said that he was inspired by God to give his definitions.
So, this is in the 1928, Noah Webster's.
1828,
Shift, to change, to alter, as in shift scenes.
Now, have the scenes been shifted?
Uh-huh.
They're shifting right now,
I'm telling you. To transfer from one place to another, or one position to another, to transfer.
That's good.
Where church is going to be transferred here.
Yeah, we're going to take over those positions too.
To put out of the way by some. To put out of the way.
Put out of the way.
Expedient as, quote, I shifted him away. I shifted him away.
Yeah.
To be put out of the way.
They're being shifted. They're being shaken. The Bible says they will be.
To change clothes or dress in fresh clothes. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're caught up out of here. Glory to God. To shift, to change, to shift about, to turn quite round to a contrary side or an opposite side, a turning, changing.
There's a turning, there's a shifting.
To put away or disengage or discumber oneself as of a burden or an inconvenience. To put away, a change, a turning from one thing to another. Hence an expedient tried in difficulty. One thing, I can't read my writing here. One thing when another fails. One thing works when another fails or
yeah.
takes the
See,
place of.
See, that whole double kingdom system's failing.
Yes, that's
And it's
right.
being shaken. And then we, the church, the body of Christ, the government's on our shoulders, we'll rule in their place. It'll
and
be shifted.
And there's coming a change, you know. We're going to rule
yeah.
and reign. We're
yeah.
going to be we're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye.
Yeah.
Now, the regular dictionary, I'll just read you a few of these. To move or, this is an old 20th century dictionary in 1940s, to move or transfer, mm-hmm. to put mm-hmm. another or others in place of.
See?
Shift.
A major shift in the heavenlies.
To replace by another of the kind.
Say, now, let's go by that again.
Okay.
The Lord said to me, there's going to be a major shift in the heavenlies. Now, we've come to see, I believe that that's a shaking of that double kingdom system. So read that again.
To put another or others in place of, to move or transfer.
We're going to be put in the place of them.
To replace by another of the kind. To mm-hmm. change, to change gears mm-hmm. from one arrangement to another.
Oh, yes.
To alter the character of, to put out of the way, to distribute, I don't know what that word is there. It looks like a portion, to distribute, to a proportion, I guess. To move a vessel from one place to another.
We're the vessels. We're going there.
We're going out of here.
We're going to rule in the place of those double kingdoms.
To delay, to defer, to get rid of.
They're getting rid of them.
To shift the scene. Glory Ooh. To God. I like that one. To make a change in scenery.
Yes.
From curse to blessing, glory to God. From poverty to blessing, from sickness to health, hallelujah. To change the setting, to change position, direction, form, character. To change from one gear to another. Moving up.
Yes,
moving up to the next step. To change one's clothing.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Get that heavenly garment. To turn around and proceed in an opposite direction. Synonym is to change, alter, transfer, displace, remove, reverse.
Hallelujah.
The act of shifting from one person, place, position to another.
That's happening. That's
a change,
happening.
Transfer, substitution, a change in direction, clothing. Shiftable. I thought this was important. Shiftable means capable of being changed or shifted. Now, you know, there comes a time when the church has to listen mm-hmm. and do and change and obey,
mm-hmm.
or else they suffer the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
The world has to listen. They have to change. They have to hear. They have to obey. Mm-hmm. Or they're on the wrong side. Mm-hmm. So that's now is Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming.
He's coming soon. Now we're moving in.
Things are moving.
That's right.
And what better word?
Things are being
changed. See, God, when He gives a word, it's a wonderful word.
I know. Who would have
thought? He said there will be a major shift in the heavenlies. And to tell you the real truth, I had not gone deeply into the meaning of that shift. I saw that it's a shift in that double kingdom system. But when she read me those, I thought, oh my goodness.
That's exactly
what a perfect word God used. There'll be a major shift in the heavenlies. Now, when I heard that Brother Roberts had gone on, and I heard early in the morning of the 15th of December, or early right after he had left, I got my letter, you know, where he said, and God
Your
had spoken.
Personal letter.
Yeah, my personal letter from him, and where he had said that something extraordinary would happen at his going. And I sat down to read this, and I asked God, what is the shift? You gave me a word to give him. Reveal it. What is it? We want to be ready for it. We have to be ready. We require that we are. And the Lord said the most amazing thing to me. I didn't expect him to say it. And he said these words right here. I know the voice of God and the word when it comes from the voice of God. The voice of God said, Oral Roberts knew to tap the power. Others often simply lap the power. They run laps around it as if it were a burning bush. Now, I heard those words. And then my thoughts came. They know it's there, the power of God. They even preach about it. But they don't reach it, and they don't tap it.
Yeah.
Oral Roberts knew to tap the power. Others simply lap the power. They run laps around it as if it were a burning bush. And then he gave me, in the ensuing days, He gave me a biblical example of it. If it's not from the Bible, you know, things have to be supported. And so in Mark chapter 5, he just simply said to me, the woman with the issue of blood. And you know that Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house because Jairus' daughter was near to death. And suddenly there was this woman, there was a multitude of people around him. And there was a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. She'd spent all of her money and she'd gone to many physicians. She grew worse. Now, verse 27, when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. And she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague.
Monique, I saw that big check you wrote to the orphanage.
You know that kids are my passion. Being able to do that was a dream come true.
So how do you do it? What's your secret?
A book, Blessed Beyond Measure by Gloria Copeland.
A book?
Reading the book and working the Blessed Beyond Measure devotional together challenged my thinking and changed my life.
Changed your life? What does your thinking have to do with being blessed?
Well, I was all about mine and had no idea that God wanted me to be blessed so that I could be a blessing.
So how did you get from just wanting to be blessed to actually being a blessing?
I had to change my thinking to change my life. I had to believe the word, speak the word, act on the word, and never doubt the word.
And the book and journal helped you do all that.
It was like having Gloria Copeland right there walking me through the how-tos of creating a deeper relationship with God. Getting to this point was no joke, but the reward is living. Blessed beyond measure!
Order the Blessed Beyond Measure package today at a special 35% savings. Receive both the book and the devotional journal by Gloria Copeland for just $18. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Blessed Beyond Measure package online at kcm.org. If you prefer to order by phone, call toll-free 800-600-7395. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org.
Let me talk to you for a moment about this book of Gloria's, Blessed Beyond Measure. Experience the extraordinary goodness of God. I realized years and years ago that being raised in traditional religion, traditional church, and so forth, there was as much talk about what God would do to you and as there was for God would do for you. Oh, in most cases, a whole lot more.
That's true.
And I needed to have help to undo all of that and renew my mind to the goodness of God. And I remember when we were at Oral Roberts University preachers would say to me, I don't like to hear Brother Robert say God is a good God. I'd say, what do you want him to say? God's a bad God? He said, well, he's not good all the time.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. It just really, really hacked me really bad and called me won't sin too, you know. But I did have a better sense to do that. But if I'd had something like this where to track me through those scriptures and
yes.
You and I eventually followed through there and found them and that's what's in this book. But to have something to help you and study and meditate on the goodness of God.
Christ.
And I'll tell you, after these many, many years, we haven't even scratched the surface on how good He
That's
really
the truth.
Is. His goodness and His love and the deepness of His devotion to you cannot be fathomed.
And He's proved it to us over 40-something
years.
Oh, yeah.
And then this. A daily devotional based on the goodness of God. Gloria, this is just tremendous. And
praise God.
The book really blessed me for when you were writing it. And then after it was released and I read through the whole book, just absolutely wonderful.
Praise
God.
God,
we just praise
you
and thank you.
Lord,
thank
for
you
your
and
mercy
we goodness. Worship you for your goodness. We
yes.
bless you for your goodness.
Glory to God.
Because you first
thank you,
loved
Jesus.
Us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Before we leave now, the new year's coming. And I want to say this to you.
about this coming new year. Are you listening to me now? Whatever you compromise to keep, you'll lose. That is a biblical principle. It is a life principle. Because to compromise, you have to have fear. And a compromise is acting on fear. Fear is a form of faith in whatever you're afraid of. And fear will reach out that and get that you were afraid of that caused you to compromise, and it'll bring it to you. So whatever you compromise to keep, you'll lose. But if you don't bow, you can't burn.
Amen.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. Amen. And that's where we are in this coming year. Now, let me tell you something. I know here at Eagle Mountain International Church that has a great New Year's celebration. There are churches all over the nation and around the world that are celebrating it properly. Don't go out and do something stupid. I mean it now. It's dangerous. And, well, I'm going to have one great big more fling and I'm going to serve God all year.
Yes.
Yeah, if you make it through the fling.
Next year. Yeah.
No. Hey, listen. I'm talking to you dogs because I come out of the dog pen myself. You understand? I know how you think, brother. Don't do it. I'm telling you. Amen. But anyway, Happy New Year.
Yes,
don't compromise. Jesus is Lord and He loves you. Remember this. He is. Jesus is
Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase this broadcast and other KCM products, go to kcm.org. You'll find extensive resources of faith-based teaching to help you find the answers you need. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day. Come to these exciting meetings. Come with us to the 2011 Annual Word of Faith Conference, June 17th at the Word of Faith International Christian Center in Southfield, Michigan. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Join us for the Words of His Power Conference, Thursday to Sunday, the 10th through 13th of February at Words of Life Fellowship Church, North Miami Beach, Florida. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Come November 10th through 12th to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.